Pages 26 and 27. The Time Travellers. The Present. 2. Read and listen to the story to check your answers.
The children started walking through the rainforest, looking for a way out. After half an hour, they came to a river.
"I'm very hungry,"
said Alex.
"Me too,"
Phoebe and Patrick answered.
"Let's follow the river. Maybe we can find a village,"
Alex said. The three friends walked along the river in the rainforest for an hour. They were hot and hungry. Suddenly, they heard a very loud animal noise.
"That must be a jaguar,"
Patrick shouted.
"Let's climb that big tree over there to hide."
They ran to the tree and started climbing. To their surprise, the terrible noise got louder and louder until it was right above their heads. They looked up into the tree and saw hairy black arms and a tail above them.
"It's a howler monkey,"
Phoebe shouted. They all started to laugh.
"That was a scary 10 minutes.
The children climbed down the tree and carried on walking for 20 minutes. Suddenly, Patrick stopped.
"Look,"
he whispered.
"There's a man with a spear."
"We have to put our hands on our chest. That means we are friends,"
Phoebe said. The man smiled, and the three friends followed him. After 15 minutes, they saw some huts and a small village. In the middle, there was a fire, with some women and small children sitting around it. Two men appeared, and they took the children to a very old man.
"I think that the old man is the chief, so we have to give him a present,"
Phoebe said. Alex gave his penknife to the old man. The old man looked very happy, and he pointed at the fire. The children went over and had some delicious food. After dinner, a man took Phoebe, Alex, and Patrick to a nearby waterfall. He pointed to the top of it, and there they could see a yellow glow.
"We have to get there quickly, or we'll never get back home,"
Phoebe said. They smiled to say thank you to the man and started climbing. The problem was that the yellow gate was far out in the air. There was only one way to get to it.
"We have to swing through the gate on a creeper,"
Patrick said.
"I can't do that,"
Alex answered.
"I'm scared."
"Follow me,"
shouted Patrick. He grabbed a creeper, ran, swung through the air, and disappeared through the yellow glow.
Whee!
Phoebe looked at Alex.
"Let's go together,"
Alex said.
"Quickly."
The two friends took the creeper, ran, and jumped.
Whee!
They were gone in a flash.